It's time to Ask the Expert on ESPN 700. Ask the Expert is brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare Sports Medicine. Now let's get some insight on sports injuries and treatment on TK in the Midday on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Welcome back to TK in the Midday. A great treat for those of us who are wondering what's up with Derek Favors. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare Sports Medicine. Aaron Swalberg is a Tosh physical therapist. Aaron, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us here on TK in the Midday.
Thank you.
So not all of us. I've had back spasms, but they've never lasted into a fourth week. And Derek Favors, a huge part of the Jazz. The sense was he maybe came back early. So in your line of work, how would you explain, nearly a month of back spasms missing, 8 or 9 NBA games?
Yeah, I wish we had a better way to determine exactly when an athlete should come back, especially athletes at this level, because they're working so hard, not just on the court, but off the court to get in the shape
sure.
that they need to be in and do what they need to do. So I wish we had that crystal ball to predict when's too early and too late to come back.
The key thing is the Jazz are saying no structural damage, which as a physical therapist, that's music to your ears. There's no back issue. There's no spine. There's nothing. But spasms, have you heard this, that where it can keep you down for 3-4 weeks?
Yeah, especially if people try and get back to high-level stuff too quick. Most of our advice to people is to stay active. Rarely do we tell people to do nothing or just go to bed rest. That used to be the common treatment for back pain, but no more. Studies have shown that those who are staying active actually do better than those that rest completely.
Aaron Swalberg, a Tosh physical therapist, talking to us about back spasms. He has not treated Derek Favors. I'm not going to ask him to comment specifically, but this is a longish sense of back spasms. Typically, what is the treatment and how long?
The treatment initially is to, like I said, stay active and then...
Is it ice or heat or...
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Typically for an acute injury, ice is best for the first 48 hours, and then a combination of both as we progress. But from there, it's a matter of assessing flexibility, assessing strength, just assessing the situation for that specific patient.
Does physiology play into it? This is the big, strong, ox of a basketball player.
Yeah, these guys are phenomenal athletes, and so treating an athlete like this is definitely different than treating you or I, and we have to take that into account as well.
So in this case, assuming the sense is that he did try to come back a little early, so now they've gone to a protocol where they'll absolutely give him more time. So when he comes back, is he on a minutes limit, do you think, or is there that'll be observed by the Jazz trainers, or typically when he's fine, is he good to go?
I'm sure that'll be observed by the trainers. But the hard part with these athletes, they don't want to be part-time. Go halfway. Their mentality, and that's why they're at the level that they're at, is they want to be full bore from day to day. So that's hard to tell an athlete to slow down.
Aaron Swalberg, a Tosh physical therapist. Quickly, what kinds of things do you see on a regular basis from us weekend warriors? What do people come in with you and you go, okay, there's another one of these?
Yeah, the most typical diagnosis we get is a back spasm or just back pain. Most of the time, we don't know what's going on,
uh-huh.
to tell you the truth. Even with MRIs and x-rays and all the fancy testing, any one of us could get an MRI and it would show something, but that doesn't mean that's causing our pain per se.
So your advice out the door is watch what you eat and consume and stretch, right? Stretching is like a key here.
Well, just stay active and exercise regularly. The same things that we would do for any of the other common problems that we see in health, in society today. Stay active, exercise regularly, eat right, stay hydrated, and watch your activities.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks, Aaron Swalberg, Tosh physical therapist. Appreciate you. You are the expert today, brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare Sports Medicine. Have a great weekend, and we hope to catch up with you soon. Thank you.
Super, thank you.